Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Bringing classical music and star power to inner city kids in Los Angeles. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds. The Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles is getting a lot of attention these days. Maybe you saw them on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno or performing with Stevie Wonder at the Hollywood Bowl. A few years ago, the orchestra got a boost from a classical music superstar, Gustavo Dudamel. He's the dynamic young conductor of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Dudamel got his start in Venezuela's innovative youth music program called El Sistema, which was also the inspiration for the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. In this edition of the podcast, we're going back into the archives to bring you a story from February 2009, when Dudamel and the members of the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles first met. The reporter is Pilar Marrero, who, like Dudamel, is from Venezuela. Pilar writes for the Spanish-language newspaper La Opinión. Here's the story she produced for our radio partner, Studio 360.
I've lived in L.A. for 20 years, but when I say I am from Venezuela, people always mention two things, a controversial president and Miss Universes. I'm kind of tired of that, but thankfully, I and Venezuelans all over the world now have Gustavo Dudamel to be proud of. On a recent Saturday morning in South Central LA, Gustavo Dudamel walks into a room full of school kids, most of them black and Latino kids who live in the area. They are members of a new group, YOLA, the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. It's modeled on El Sistema, or the System of Music Education in Venezuela. When El Sistema was established in 1975, there were two youth orchestras in Venezuela. There are 300 now.
Oh, I think we're hungry for this. This is absolutely necessary. We gave ourselves a lobotomy in the 80s when we got rid of the arts, and in the particularly in public schools.
I brought my friend Maria Elena Gaitan to see Dudamel with YOLA. She's a cellist from East LA.
When I was a little girl, you were taken to the Philharmonic, you went to rehearsals, you saw an opera. Children now don't have those opportunities, and I think that it dehumanizes everybody.
Dudamel shows up at the YOLA rehearsal in jeans and a shirt. He looks just a little older than them. Before he was hired to direct the LA Philharmonic, Dudamel was the conductor of the Venezuelan Youth Orchestra, so he knows about kids.
¿Y les gusta tocar el violín? Yo también toco.
Do you like playing the violin? He asks. They say yes, and he tells them that he also plays, un poquito, a little bit. I'm thinking that the kids in the barrios of Venezuela are not that different from the kids in South LA, or Beverly Hills for that matter. They have their video games, their hip-hop, their youth culture. But some of them like classical music, too.
Es poco cansado para ellos, pero
María Cimental has three kids in the orchestra. She's an immigrant from Nayarit, Mexico. It's hard for them. They come 4 days a week after school, but they love it. And everybody is impressed by a rock star like Dudamel.
I think Gustavo Dudamel is awesome.
You?
Cool. Man, I like the part when his hair was like moving everywhere.
Gustavo's hair is long and curly. When he conducts, especially during intense passages, he lifts his body away from the podium and his hair takes on its own rhythm.
I don't know, but I want him to be our conductor. No, for the whole orchestra. For the whole orchestra thing. And he's fun.
Okay, do, mi, so. Okay, let's try.
After rehearsing a couple of songs, there is a pause, and the kids start asking to play a different song. Venezuela.
Venezuela?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, these are kids from L.A. They don't know much about Venezuela. Mostly they are from Mexico or Central America. But the song brings tears to my eyes, because its lyrics, that I vaguely remember, talk about the plains and the ocean and of childhood memories.
will play this beautiful. I feel very happy because you remember me, my beginnings, you know, when I was playing the children orchestra in my town. Like you, small orchestra, small plays, trying to play notes, but with a goal to be a wonderful musician. You're so beautiful. I think, what do you think about next time we have our rehearsal at the Walt Disney Concert Hall? You like?
Now I am crying. All the patrons of the LA Philharmonic who came to the rehearsal are crying too. My friend Maria Elena, the cellist, is crying. No one thought Latinos should be interested in classical music.
I remembered myself as a child, you know, as a 10-year-old sitting in an orchestra. I was often the only Latina in the orchestra, and so people made comments about you or your race or whatever, and I was actively told by my cello teacher there were certain orchestras that I could not try out for. I had no chance, which today was completely washed away and erased. It was very inclusive, and I was jealous of the children. I wanted to sit down and play, too.
We are much more PC than that now. But so what? Music education is disappearing. In inner-city schools, strained for resources and far from the music halls, classical music might as well not exist.
How is happening in Venezuela? Music is changing life of thousands of kids. And why not in another countries? This is the thing. It's very important to bring music, to bring art, to bring sports to the communities and to the future, because this is the only way to build a good world, you know, for the future.
In Venezuela's sistema, any kid that wants to participate is given an instrument and music classes close to their homes. It's available in cities and barrios around the country. El Sistema is not just about finding prodigies. The founder of El Sistema, José Antonio Abreu, always says that playing in an orchestra is a metaphor for being successful in life.
And this is the thing. It's not to build musicians. It's not to have a machine to make musicians. It's only, you know, to give the opportunity to be close of the music to the kids.
Jesse Rosen is president of the League of American Orchestras. The American classical world is paying attention to El Sistema.
It's like a pyramid, and there's opportunity all the way up for them to develop up to fully professional talent. And I think that notion is more akin to the way sports talent development works in the United States, where, you know, kids play baseball and soccer and football, and there are opportunities for them to advance all the way up.
And he thinks the music is pretty good.
Just the visceral response one feels from being in the presence of a performance given by any of the orchestras in El Sistema, you're immediately struck by a level of passion, of intensity, of exuberance, a kind of physicality, extraordinary delight in music making. There's a spirit of fun.
Let's see. 2, 3.
But changing the system is not easy, especially in the United States. Different elements like local schools, local funding, and patrons have to come together.
We are very fortunate that Gustavo Dudamel is here, and what he represents, it isn't just this idea of a personality or rock star. It's what he comes from and the energy that he brings, and a sense of validation to working class people and people of color and Latinos, frankly. I mean, I feel very validated that a Latino is taking the baton. A Latino that has a real commitment to community, that's the part that really gets me.
And maybe this groovy, brilliant Dudamel with the great hair can even convince American kids to love classical music again. For Studio 360, this is Pilar Marrero.
The producers of the Feet in Two Worlds podcast are Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sarah Kate Kramer. The engineer is Paul Ruest at Argo Studios. Thanks again to Studio 360. And thank you for listening. I'm John Rudolph.
in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org.